Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander listeners are advised that the following program contains depictions of people who have died.
Objects and stories from Australian life.
This is us. Kinchella Boys Home Gate.
I'm looking at a gate that has two sides. It's a little bit bent and rusty, and most of the wire has come off. But the frame is intact, and if an average 5 or 6 year old stood in front of it, their head would just about reach the top, where there are 8 letters that spell the words Boys Home. This is the gate that once stood at the entry to the Kinchella Boys Home near Kempsey on the mid-north coast of New South Wales. And I'm looking at this gate now with Margot Neal, head of the Centre for Indigenous Knowledges at the National Museum of Australia. Margot, looking at this gate, what goes through your mind? What do you feel looking at it?
Well, great sadness, of course, enormous sadness. A poignant reminder of a gateway to hell for children, a gateway to hell for the families who lost their children, a gate from a life they knew to a life they don't know, a gate from a black or an Aboriginal world of familiarity from their own culture into a world of total alienation from their cultural identity.
From 1924 to 1970, the Kinchella Boys Home housed more than 500 Aboriginal boys who'd been taken from their families. When they passed through the gate, they weren't known by their names anymore, but by numbers. Survivors say it was a bad place. Authorities at the time told a different story. In one glowing article, the manager was quoted as saying that he had the most bonza bunch of kids in Australia and that the boys were neglected before, but now they received truly dedicated care and real affection from the home's mum and dad, the manager and matron at Kinchella. Margot, how does that track with the realities of life for these children?
There's no doubt that in the minds of some of the people who wrote that, believed it. But the overriding government policy, the overriding view of Aboriginal people in those days was that we were the remnants of a bygone age. Our time had passed. It was the government's responsibility to move us into the new era, and this is how they chose to do it. You know, there's all of those perspectives, but the real issue was that was the government policy about so-called protection, looking after these bonds of boys and girls. There was brutality, it was disease-ridden, there was assault, there was treating human beings regardless of culture, let alone innocent children, in the most horrendous, awful ways.
One survivor describes boys being chained to a large Moreton Bay fig as punishment for having dirty nails or for wetting the bed. Today, survivors meet at the fig tree to actively reflect on the past and to tell their stories, to make sure this history is never forgotten. This gate helps to tell that story, but it was almost lost. Gates to the home were replaced in 1950, and the original gate was found years later, discarded beside the Macleay River in Kempsey. Margot, what does that say to you?
The museum, we get all sorts of things from Granny's sewing machine to nuts and bolts from some important bridge, because that's the privileged history. These gates were probably just seen as gates of no significance and they needed to be replaced. So the discarding of them, perhaps from the Western perspective, from a physical sense is probably that, but from an Aboriginal sense, it says a lot about how our history was discarded. So it's a good metaphor for the way both us as a people and our culture and anything associated with us was considered of no consequence, of no historic value, and relegated to the past. The fact that they were retrieved and found their way into a museum, you could actually say is an optimistic note that this is part of what else is happening now. Is that we are retrieving our histories, we are owning them, and we're sharing them with other Australians, so we all own them together. And having this gate in the museum and exposing this story to all who go there, all who have children or know about children feel very deeply when they go. That's where they're going to cry, right?
Mm.
They're going to cry in front of this gate. And some of the boys from at home, I've toured them to this gate. And they've converted it almost into a, you know, it's like people who go to war who see horrific things, yet somehow they all come back and they rally around it and then they commemorate it as a shared experience. So it becomes a rallying point, and it's no question it's a healing point more than the physical gate.
That's Margot Neal, and here is the Gregorian Brothers' musical response to this object. They say, as a whole, the work grapples with survival, resilience, and optimism. This work is called Stolen. Stolen, written and performed by the Gregorian Brothers. I'm Alice Keith, and This Is Us, a musical reflection of Australia, was commissioned by the National Museum of Australia to mark their 20th anniversary. Head to the ABC Classic website to view the objects, find out more, and buy the Gregorian Brothers album featuring all of the music in the project.